Skagway's manager says the assembly will have to make hard decisions in the upcoming budget. And Haynesboro manager interviews are set for next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Skagway Assembly has started its review of the fiscal year 2018 borough budget. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says he doesn't think the municipality can keep up its current pace of spending without making cuts or raising new revenue. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Skagway accumulates millions of dollars in sales tax and cruise passenger tax revenue each year. That money is then transferred to the general fund, capital project fund, and more to cover large deficits. Here's Borough Manager Hahn.
Well, the city is financially stable. We have quite a bit of reserves. However, there is a concern that the operational side of the budget, meaning not the capital items, not the things that are discretionary, but the core fixed cost of the operation, that we're taking in less money than we're spending out.
In the upcoming fiscal year, there is a projected $4 million imbalance between revenue and expenses in the general fund. That's where borough administration, the police and fire department, library, and more are located. The deficit will likely be covered by a mix of sales tax and cruise passenger vessel or CPV taxes. There are also deficits in almost every other fund, from tourism to solid waste to water sewer. The small boat harbor is the only fund that actually makes more money than it spends. Those deficits don't look so bad when you compare them to Skagway's predicted $7.2 million in sales tax revenue and $4.2 million in CPV income. But Hahn says that money might not be enough to cover expenses in FY18. He thinks the borough may need to dip into its savings for about $1 million. That's why he thinks it's time to try to bring income more in balance with expenses.
We've done a utility rate study here this last year, and we've got some utility funds that are underfunded by rates by maybe 300%. You'd have to raise rates, you know, hundreds of percent to get them to pay for the fund through the users.
Hahn said he is trying to stay politically neutral and not throw his support behind specific revenue-generating or cost-cutting approaches. He says that's up to the assembly.
They have to prioritize what they want to do, and the trouble is here we have, you know, anybody comes up with an idea, it seems like we add it to this list of projects, and so without having any cap or limitation on how much what things you get involved with, then you I can't do anything more. I mean, I can only take what policy and what direction they want to go with expenditures and the projects they want to do, and tell them how that affects their finances.
Hahn has warned the assembly before about the growing list of major projects that might raise the borough's debt. Skagway is expected to have about $1.7 million in bond debt to repay during FY18. Hahn points out that the public safety facility bond has added an annual burden of about $700,000, and taxes have not been raised to cover those payments. Hahn says the borough's surplus money is slowly eroding away.
They've had enough extra cash left over to be able to be freer and easier with their decisions. And now they're at a point where they need to make harder decisions in order to balance things out.
At a Committee of the Whole meeting last week, assembly members and Mayor Mark Schaefer echoed Hahn's fiscal concerns. Here's Schaefer.
I think we need to start putting ourselves in check on what we can get done. We've got a lot done. We can do some things. We can't do them all. We have limits. We don't want to put our community in jeopardy by overextending ourselves.
The assembly has only just begun its work on the budget, and the numbers are likely to change over the next several weeks. The FY18 budget ordinance is scheduled for introduction at an assembly meeting Thursday evening. It will then go to public hearings. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
Thank you.
If all goes as planned, there will be an offer on the table next week for Haines' new permanent borough manager. The two finalists are both locals. Brad Ryan is the borough public facilities director, who's serving for the second time as interim manager. Deborah Schnabel is the Haines Chamber of Commerce director and a former assembly member. Ryan and Schnabel will go through three interviews early next week, one with members of the public, one with borough staff, and one with the assembly. The process starts Monday morning with staff meetings at the Sheldon Museum. Schnabel's conversation with borough staff is scheduled from 9 to 10 a.m. Ryan's is set for 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The attendees will have a half hour after each interview to fill out feedback forms about the candidates. Those meetings are open to the public, but questions will be limited to borough staff members. The general public will have an opportunity to ask questions later Monday, starting at 5:30 p.m. with Ryan. Schnabel's community meeting is at 7 p.m. Both will be held at the library. The staff and community meetings will be moderated by Assemblymember and Personnel Committee Chair Margaret Friednauer. People who want their questions to remain anonymous can write them down and give them to Friednauer before the meetings or drop them off at the clerk's office. The assembly will review input from the community and staff members before its interviews with the candidates Tuesday. Those are open to the public as well. They begin with Ryan at 5:30 p.m. and Schnabel at 6:45 p.m. After the interviews, the assembly may go into executive session to deliberate. The assembly has already heard from many residents about the manager hire decision. More than 30 people have sent emails of support for one candidate or the other. A petition started by resident Dave Long in support of Ryan has gathered more than 150 signatures. Earlier this spring, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced a low forecast for Chinook or king salmon on the Stikine River near Wrangell and Petersburg. Just over 18,000 fish are expected to return this year. In turn, residents will be limited to a one-bag limit for the popular Derby contest fish. King runs on the Stikine have been declining for several years. Sportfish research biologist Troy Jakes explained during a public presentation Thursday, there's plenty we know about trends on the river.
On the Stikine River in particular, we have a pretty good estimate or a straight up count of all the things you see here. Escapement, the freshwater harvest, terminal harvest here in District 108, marine harvest, which is troll and other purse seine fisheries and things that might happen to catch fish outside of District 108. Through doing the smolt project, where we tag these little bitty guys, we also know how many little fish go out.
King salmon typically spend 1 year in freshwater before smolting and heading out to the ocean for up to 5 years. Jakes explains that between a mark and recapture initiative and other projects used to estimate runs, fish are returning sooner rather than later, giving the perception of smaller fish. 3- and 4-year fish are able to spawn, and with 4-year fish becoming rarer, predicting the run is becoming harder.
And one of the beauties of Chinook, despite the fact they spend all that time out there and subject themselves to all that potential mortality over time, is that there's multiple year classes coming back each year. Multiple broods come back each year. So if one fails, the other one might pick it up. If all your eggs are in one basket, because we only have 3 ocean fish and they're the only ones that have any females, all of a sudden that brood year happens to fail, and then we start seeing this greater variability in returns.
There's no clear answer why fish are spending less time in salt water. To further complicate the issue, survival rates of kings in the ocean have also been cut in half since 2001, down from about 4%.
Lots of things can happen over 5 years. They travel thousands of miles, potentially repeatedly. Some archival tags that measure depth on these things have shown them going down to 300 meters. You know, it's bizarre. Chinook are just fascinating, the things that they can do and where they go. And it makes it difficult once they hit the ocean to know what's going on.
Jakes added, there's research being conducted to better understand what's happening in saltwater, but no smoking gun has been found. He explained these things can be cyclical, but there's no solid timeline for when king runs will be up again. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.